Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you stopped by. My name is Connor Morganti, and I'm devoted to bringing you the best of all things money each and every week. When it comes to money, do you feel like you missed something along the way? Do you ever think that financial prosperity just isn't in the cards for you? If this hits home, don't feel alone. I've talked to hundreds of women whose overarching feelings about money are stress and confusion. The financial world can be daunting. Trust me, I know it's not a subject that's always user-friendly, accessible, or directed particularly towards women. But, and it's a pretty important but, if you're ready to take charge of your personal finances, congratulations. There's nothing more empowering than understanding how money works, and more specifically, how it can work for you. Join me each week to get your free money coaching while all the while keeping the conversation real with straight talk and some humor. Because all my pals will confirm that I'm hilarious. If you've been searching for a helpful and heartfelt virtual learning opportunity without judgment, well, sister friend, this podcast is for you. Welcome to the Southern Fried Business Podcast. Hey, y'all, I'm back with another episode on the Southern Fried Business Podcast. Today is going to be a little short but sweet, and it's all about learning a new language. So I wasn't sure if y'all had picked up on it, but we either tend to be or we either try to be a family of overachievers. Even though I've been told to my face that I'm an underachiever, which I find hilarious, did I not tell you about that? I had a meeting with my manager, one of my sales managers in the financial business a long, long time ago, like Star Wars, right? In a galaxy far, far away. And yes, it was in a galaxy far, far away, Pennsylvania. He had bought me breakfast thinking, oh, this is just going to be a nice catch-up meeting. And then he proceeded to tell me how everything I was doing in my business was wrong. I was an underachiever and that I would always be an underachiever. Awesome. However, I'm anything but. I think a past episode, I told y'all that I was a contrarian. And if you tell me that I'm doing it wrong, I will prove you wrong. So I'm all about systems and finding things that work correctly, but I have to do it myself. Do any of your kids do that? Mom, I can do it myself. I was that kid for sure. My husband, Brett, was a Navy SEAL. He has an electronic engineering degree. He also has a web design degree. He now runs a successful commercial real estate firm. And we've also purchased some hotels, a couple of restaurants, which is kind of hilarious since we're just coming out of a pandemic. And hospitality might be, not the best choice. But again, we're contrarians, meaning if you tell us that's the worst choice, we see opportunity. So we're trying to set our daughter up for success also. Not pushing you, or pushing her, mind you, but exposing her to relevant and worthwhile things just to give her a leg up, right? One of the things that both Brett and I wish our parents had done for us was put either one of us in foreign language classes. Because let's face it, when kids are so small, they are sponges, right? They just soak things up. My preacher has said that kids are like video cameras with legs. I mean, they are observing and absorbing and recording everything that you do, and as well as everything that you expose them to. So with that, we were trying to give her a leg up by exposing her to foreign languages early. So since we already homeschool her, we have the time to do Spanish pretty intensely. I have her with a Spanish tutor once a week. We've downloaded a Spanish app on all of our phones, so we almost play it as a game together. And guess what? She loves it, and she's picking it up. So we go to Miss Grace's house every week, And with all that and the app, we're learning the fundamentals of a new language, which last time I checked, isn't going to hurt. Luckily, I had 8 years of French in school, but I didn't do it till high school. I wasn't exposed to foreign language until I got to high school. But Spanish has some familiar words, like in French. They're all based on the Romance language scenario, so I can kind of piece things together. At our last class, we were learning colors, shapes, and numbers. And it's so cool to see her soak up what's being said, and also her ability to just comprehend and put the pieces together. But you know what? What else is a foreign language? You guessed it, money. When a financial advisor gets going on things like asset allocation, diversification, alpha, beta, standard deviation, gross. You probably look like a deer in headlights. Personally, I take a nap because it's kind of a snooze fest. Let's face it. Did you know that my mentor, who is a successful financial advisor in his own right, who thankfully doesn't think I'm an underachiever, has said that many people that use the crazy terms, financial people, like alpha, beta, and Sharpe ratio, are amateurs. And I'm quoting here, amateurs talk about the standard deviation of a retirement investment portfolio, about its beta, and about its Sharpe ratio, trying to prove something that ultimately can't be proved, and which the client wouldn't understand even if she could. So a financial advisor typically, not all, but typically will try to impress you with all this fancy talk to give you the impression that he or she knows more, even though you don't know what they're talking about anyway. So it's not like it's an impressive thing. So, you know, it's just something that's strange in my industry, but that's okay because there are great financial advisors out there. And I am sitting here with my microphone raising my hand, right? Because we are coaches, we're money coaches. And any good coach will not only help and teach you, but they will do it in your own words. It's not dumbing down, it's just having a relevant conversation. And if your advisor can't give you a relevant conversation, then maybe you need to start interviewing some other people. And it doesn't matter what they're coaching you on, whether it's money, life, business, eating, fitness, whatever, the best teachers in the world, they engage with you, not just talk at you. Unfortunately, here in my podcast, I hope you're receiving my passion, right, through your phone and your earbuds and such. But I am kind of talking at you because that is the nature of a podcast. But as you keep tuning in, hopefully, and we develop that rapport and develop that relationship, you'll feel more that we're having a conversation than just me talking or fussing at you about stuff you did do or didn't do or whatever. So the financial gurus of all financial gurus, Peter Lynch, said that no one in this country can get a high school diploma without once, however briefly, having known what a cosine is, but that no one is taught the difference between a stock and a bond. It's kind of mind-blowing, right? So you must know that most likely no one has prepared you to plan for your future. And without sound professional advice, you will fail in your mission. So that was from Peter Lynch. And even he recognizes the disparity these days on the expectation of us as people to know things financially and plan for our retirement and make good decisions. And then there's shame that comes with when we don't do it. Well, how can we do it if we don't even know? It's just, it becomes a really bad cycle. So I'm here to teach you the good cycle and how you should do things, right? So make no mistake, sound advice will not come from the media, however noble their intent. They're just reporting on news stories or special interest stories, whether that's financial or otherwise, because their main goal is not to help you. Their main goal is to get ratings because that's how they make money. So just keep that in mind. Financial ignorance, indiscipline, and bad information are diseases to our accounts, our financial accounts. But together, we are the cure. Me and you, sis, we are the cure. Because I am going to tell you things that aren't popular or that other financial advisors will poo-poo because they've either been told it's terrible, but they don't know why, or they think it's a scam, again, because they've been told it's a scam, but they don't know why. I just want you to get ahead, regardless. I want you to have that win. I want you to have those successes, because then you can walk around with your head held high, knowing that you have got your money show together. So I am a financial advisor in order to help my people find lasting financial security. And to be honest with you, it's something that you probably can't do entirely for yourself. I have people that are even retired and are day traders. So they understand a lot of what's going on, whether it's in the stock markets or the general financial world, but yet they're not objective because it's their money. And that is the right answer. So it's always nice to have an advisor, a life advisor, that will come in and give you that objective opinion. So 90% of money advice is common sense, right? Excuse me, but it's hard to see the forest for the trees. If you're anything like me, I'll spend days on looking for a business solution. And as soon as I explain the situation to my husband or my bestie, boom, they just spit out the solution, easy peasy, because they weren't in the middle of it. They're on the outside looking in, and being in that position is always a little bit clearer. Do you even know what a financial advisor is or does? A lot of people don't. I even had my social media person ask me one day. She said, "Connor, I know what you do to an extent, but what do you do?" Like, she understood that I dealt with money and I told people what to do with their money. But beyond that, she really just didn't understand, because guess what? She's not a dummy. She's smart. She knows way more than me on so many topics, but nobody's taught her. She didn't have a course in it in school. Her parents didn't teach her any of these strategies, because probably nobody taught her parents. And again, that's no judgment. It's just the reality. So besides a financial advisor, besides a translator, right, just translating all this jargon to you, she is a friend who helps you discover the great truths about your financial life that you need to know and don't. Right? Can I tell you that again? A financial advisor, a good one, is a friend who helps you discover the great truths about your financial life that you need to know, but you don't. Right? Now, if you have a friend that's already a financial advisor, great. That makes this transition a little bit easier. But don't only use a friend who happens to be a financial advisor, right? I've had that scenario so many times where I have people come to me, they're interested in what I'm doing and my advice and so on. And then they say, "Well, I'm going to use my friend who's gotten into the business." Well, typically friends like that who just got into the business, unfortunately, statistics prove they're not in it for the long haul. So what I might recommend is finding a good financial advisor first, someone that can be respected, someone who knows what they're talking about, their vision and maybe even morals align with you, and then they become a friend. The relationship, like dating, right, develops over time, and then they become that friend that helps you discover these great financial truths. So in the meantime, I told you it was short and sweet. In the meantime, I will see you next week. Same money time, same money channel. And remember, my papa always said, don't take any wooden nickels. See you later. Thank you for joining me today on the Southern Fried Business Podcast, where I help women gain the confidence they need to take control of their checkbooks and live the life they once envisioned for themselves. Join me next week for another timely info drop that will help you level up. Ladies, it's time to fund your life. The opinions and information in this podcast are for general information only. Any reliance on the information provided is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice.